Not too long ago, there was a local government consolidation study that ended with the recommendation that the village should pursue becoming a city, a concept that was pretty challenging and basically has been dropped at this point. But that study also called for the three towns involved, including Harriettstown and the village, to sit down and explore other ways to do more shared service opportunities, reduce burdens on their taxpayers, and also to look at updating the village's comprehensive plan. This is kind of where I'm going with this question, so I'm kind of winging it a little bit. But the comprehensive plan for the town hasn't been updated since 1967 or so. And there was an effort, a joint effort, to do that not too long ago before the town pulled out of that. Do you see a need for the town to go back and revisit its comprehensive plan since it has been so long since it's been updated?
Well, there's probably a need to tweak some of the zoning laws, and updating the whole plan. I mean, I did like some of the stuff that came out of the comprehensive plan. We haven't really implemented it. I think we're waiting for to see if the village. I know the village is still working on that. They still have those meetings every couple of weeks. So I didn't want to see that final report, but as far as a massive overhaul of our plan, I don't know if there's really, we've talked to the board about looking at some different changes to the zonings and that type of thing, but I don't know if we're gonna do the whole overhaul of the entire plan.
I don't think that the town's plan needs to be completely overhauled either. I think we can tweak it a little, but one of the things that needs to happen is the village and the town need to sit down and talk about all the things that are going on and come to some type of conclusion on them. The last time that the came about, it was pretty much slammed as a big no way from, in my opinion, from the town, and they didn't want any part of much of it that was suggested. So we can sit down and talk about it. I'm sure all you got to do is try, and we will when I'm supervisor. The villages, I think, has been their master plan has been moving very slowly. I think that needs to be stepped up and polished and accepted, because in general, it's a very good plan. And I'm not as familiar with the towns as I am with the villages, but I don't see a lot of big changes to be made in the towns, and it's just something that we need to sit down and talk with both boards. And it's another thing that we have to sit down and talk about. There's just so many things that I think need to be talked about that are not things that have to cost anybody any money whatsoever. Just, we could get a lot of things done if we sat down and talked.
Bob, anything else you'd like to add to that?
One thing that on the comprehensive plan they're talking about was that the town wasn't really in favor of, was they're talking about complete streets. Well, complete streets in a village are different from complete streets in the town. Complete streets in a village would be curbing and sidewalks and all that stuff. Well, if we had to put curbing and sidewalks, say, out in Beechwood, that would be a huge expense, all right? But I've learned since then that there's different interpretations of what complete streets are. You know, for like in the town, it'd be pretty much what's there now.